The recording has started.
Thank you very much, operator.
Excuse me, Krista Papak now joins.
Krista, great. Oh, hi, Krista.
Hi.
How are you? Where are you? In Canada?
In Canada, yeah. I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining. I know you have been traveling. Thank you very much.
Yeah. SS here, Olga.
SS, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Very good.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Olga, would you like a quick roll call of the people we do have on the call?
Please, Gisela. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. On today's call, we have Olga Cavalli, Rafik Damak, Victoria McKeithy, Krista Papak, SS, and from staff, we have Julie Headland, Glenda Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Thank you, everyone, for joining. I think we have very interesting information going around in our working team list. We have a very good document sent by Victoria that I would like her to give some information and details about it, and then we have to review it. Then we have some information sent by Julie about stakeholder charters, and we have some information sent by SS in our small sub-working team that maybe he can tell us something about it. But I must tell you that for some strange reason, I have no connectivity since 20 minutes ago. So I will ask Julie if she can remind me all the topics of the agenda, and she helps me through the call because I cannot open my email where I have the agenda. Julie, the first point is if I don't recall wrong, if there is some news from the board or from ICANN that it could be good for the working team to know, right?
Yes, Olga, this is Julie. And actually, I had received just prior to this call an update from Rob Hogarth. He sends his regrets. He is not able to be on the call, but he did send me a report to give to all of you, and that is that ICANN staff will be going back to community leaders of the existing GNSO constituencies for some basic charter changes in the next week or so, and that is on the stakeholder group charters, those that were posted for public comment. Specifically, he says, the constituencies will be asked to update their charters to reflect the new stakeholder group structures approved by the board, and are the minimal changes necessary to keep all of the charters consistent with the bylaws. And then he notes that more substantive changes will likely await the recommendations that are coming out of the work of this work team. So these are really envisioned to be just the very minor changes to keep the charters consistent with the bylaws. And then as this team makes recommendations, those recommendations also would be made to the constituencies for them to, incorporate.
Great. Thank you very much, Julie. So I'm sure that you and Rob will keep us updated about the outcome of this exchange of information with constituencies, but as you already mentioned, it shouldn't be a big, big change.
That's correct. But if there are any documents that are exchanged, then I'll work with Rob to make them available to this team.
Great. Thank you so much. Are there any questions about what Julie has told us?
Yes, I have just a question.
Please go ahead, Victoria.
Thank you. Thanks, Olga. Julie, I'm just wondering, just to be clear on the bifurcated nature of that process, the two-stage nature, I'm just wondering what the thinking was behind that and what's anticipated in terms of time frames further down the track. So you're saying that will happen in the next week or so with the first stage of that, with the basic changes. I'm just really concerned that there should be, to understand it first of all, but also about any sort of wasted, duplication of effort again. What was the thinking behind doing it in two parts rather than leaving it now and doing it all at once?
Oh, I see. So this is Julie. If I'm understanding you correctly, why not wait until this team makes its recommendations and have all the changes happen at once? Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm just asking why that was not
Right. Well, I can't speak for the board, but I believe that there are changes that minor changes that must be made now to make the charters consistent with the bylaws in the run-up to the seating of the council in Seoul. And so that must move forward, and that comes at the direction of the board. I know that the board is aware that this work team and other teams are producing recommendations that will likely affect the constituency charters, but as you know, we don't have those recommendations ready now, and there are some changes that the board has requested to have happen right now, then the staff has no choice but to move forward. I agree with you that it would be more efficient to be able to have all of the changes happen at once, but there's still quite a bit that needs to be done with this team as far as making the recommendations, having them reviewed by the Operations Steering Committee, and then having them approved by the GNSO Council. And I think that the board is working under a timetable where they're saying these are changes that we want to have done, these minimal changes, we want them to be done now, irrespective of the fact that there is going to subsequently be possibility of further changes based on the work of this team.
Julie, would be based on the preliminary report from the board meeting on the 30th of July, which addresses this topic?
That would be correct.
Right. See, I wouldn't necessarily have read that so precisely. I mean, I don't know if there's another communication from the board on the topic, but insofar as that preliminary report, I'm looking at the exact wording now, the board also approves additional charter elements to ensure bylaw principles of transparency, openness, fairness, etc., each stakeholder group is further incorporated in those charters. Here we are.
Sorry to interrupt. Just want to let everyone know I've joined. It's Michael.
So did Chuck.
And Claudia.
Hi, Claudia, Chuck, and Michael. Welcome.
Right, and sorry, I'll just continue. And I notice at the bottom of that resolution says the board directs the staff to reinitiate its work with the GNSO constituency leaders to complete any necessary additional work on the reconfirmation of their existing charters, consistent with principles, blah, 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 blah. So, those minutes do not necessarily go as far as the bifurcated proposal that was put forward. And unless there's some other document you could refer us to, I mean, maybe that's the interpretation taken, but I'm not sure that that's necessarily clear on the face of that document.
Victoria, I don't have a good answer for you. All I know is that the staff have been directed to go to the constituencies to make some basic charter changes in the next week or so. I agree with you. It would appear that, there isn't a it's not specific in that, reporting out of the board meeting that says, staff will do this in the next week, et cetera. I can see if there are any other, I can check with Rob to see if there are any other documents that give, that we can share with the team that, give the more specific direction.
I'd really appreciate that. I mean, the concern is obviously that we're going through all this work. It's going to be much harder to have our recommendations implemented if they've already been a round. That will be the third round of changes to constituency charters. So it might leave our work to the review to be picked up next year, at which point it may have lost all momentum as the way these things go. So I can see that the deadline mentioned by the board is its September special meeting. I'm not too clear when that is. I don't know if you know, Julie.
The next board meeting is on September 30th.
Okay. Because I think the question comes, there is a question for this group as to whether or not we should expedite and try and complete our work so that it can actually be of effect in this round of changes. I'm not talking about in the next week, but if we've got to the 30th of September, then obviously there is some time, and I think it's an important overall question for us.
Victoria, this is Julie. I agree, and I think that, obviously this is something for Olga to speak to, but from a staff point of view, the sooner all of the work teams complete their work, the sooner the recommendations can, you know, be put forward and we can move ahead. So certainly, and if these, you know, so that, you know, they can be made, you know, these recommendations can be made to the constituencies as soon as possible. And I will check back with Rob to see if there are further communications that I can share with this team that speak to the direction that we received from the board with respect to going to the constituencies and asking them to make some minor changes.
Olga, could I comment?
Sure, Chuck, please. Go ahead.
First of all, the next board meeting is the 27th of August.
Yes, you're right.
And in that meeting, they're scheduled to act on the bylaws changes, which is the critical part of any constituency changes, charter changes that might have to be made. They already did approve, as everyone knows, the stakeholder group charters, and really I think the only changes in constituency charters, first of all, constituency charters will only apply to the non-commercial stakeholder groups, so we're talking about that side, that house, but we know, we will know, we already have a good idea of what the bylaws changes will be, assuming that if there are any changes, we'll know those in a week or a little bit more. And any changes in constituency charters will just have to be made consistent with those bylaws changes and the charters that have already been approved. So I don't think we're going to have any surprises because of the fact that we already know the approved stakeholder group charters. We have a very good idea what the bylaws changes will be, and any changes in constituency charters will just have to be to make the charters consistent with the other two documents.
Anyone else want to talk?
Sahid Jamil has joined the call as well.
Hi, Sahid. How are you?
Hi there. Thank you. Sorry about delayed in getting on the call. Thank you.
It's okay. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Julie. And Victoria raised a very interesting point, but I agree with Chuck that it shouldn't be a big change. And we have to keep in mind, I don't know if you agree, but this is the whole process going on. And I think that we still can do our job in our working team with the information we have now, and then adjust it if there are changes, which I agree with Chuck, that should be minor. Also, what we could do is that we could have some more other documents that could help us from Robert and Julie, maybe during this next 2 weeks, to see if there are some other things that we should review, as Julie said before. So let's keep an eye on this possible changes in that may come from the request made by the board, but it shouldn't make a really sustainable change for the work that we have done. I don't know if you agree with me.
Olga, I just clarify one thing. I didn't necessarily mean to imply that the changes would be minor. Probably most of them would be. My more important point is that I think we can anticipate the changes that will need to be made because we know what the stakeholder group charters are and we know what the bylaws changes are. So, for example, in the NCSG, the board obviously made a major change there. It was not a minor change, and so the charter of that group will have to accommodate that change in terms of the 6 seats on the council. So again, I didn't mean to say that they're all going to be minor. I think most of them probably will, but there will have to be some others that are more significant, but we can anticipate those. So this, all the work that's gone into combining the principles of the different constituencies and stakeholder groups and so forth, I believe we could fairly easily pick out the ones that might not fit anymore based on the stakeholder group charters and the bylaws changes.
Thank you, Chuck. I also didn't mean that all were going to be minor, but we should have an idea of what is the outcome. That's what I meant. I'm sorry if I missed interpret your words. Any other comments?
I'd just like to make one just last point. I think maybe we're talking at cross purposes here, because what I was really suggesting is that looking at the direction from the board, and it's preliminary. The preliminary report from the meeting on the 30th of July, it's talking about additional changes both to stakeholder charters and to constituency charters. And the question that I raised for this group was whether or not it talks about in that preliminary report, it wants to act on those documents at September special meeting, not its August meeting. And I was saying whether or not we should be discussing expediting our work so that our work can be included with those changes.
I see. Well, we could keep on watching the process and see the timing for when we have some documents to be compared with or used for other processes. It depends. I don't know what you think, but it also depends on our dynamic and our activities. When can we show something? Is that your point, Victoria? Or maybe I guess
you know what I'm saying is, I mean, you know, I don't want to labour the point, but this is another round of changes to constituency charters, okay? And we know that, you know, just focusing on that aspect of our work at the moment, if we don't get our work and our recommendations completed in this round of changes, okay, that are coming, you know, following through from stakeholder group changes and bylaw changes, we may end up waiting for our recommendations to be picked up a year later, if they get picked up at all, at which point the political momentum for another round of changes to charters may be lost. So, you know, it's a question for us, you know, to perhaps maximise the value of our work, having spent, 6 months or 7 months or something on this now, do we try and complete our work in a month or two, and, you know, at which point the work product will be maximised in terms of usage? I think it's an important question.
And I think, Victoria, that it's probably unrealistic to complete all of our work, but if we were to flag any items that could impact the constituency charters that are yet to be approved and work get that done quickly, that might be a realistic objective.
Sorry, Chuck, I didn't get you. Could you clarify it a little bit?
Yeah, what I'm saying is that personally I think it'd be hard for us to get our work done by the end of August or even very early September, all of our work. But if there are topics, items that we may recommend that could affect the constituency charters, we could identify those and focus directly on those and try and get those done.
And Chuck, let me ask you, when would the timing for this, detecting this specific recommendation would be? When should we think about doing that?
Well, we'd have to have it almost by the end of August, which is very quick, or very early September, because anything we recommend would go to the OSC, and I can make that, I'm chair of that, so I can speed that up. I don't see a big hurdle there, and for timing, we could go ahead and pass it on to the council right away, and then the council has to make that recommendation to the board. That's why I say, you know, we just have a couple weeks here, and that's why if we narrowed our focus on any things that we think might impact those charters, although the charters can be changed later, we could just focus. It might be realistic to just focus on those things.
I think it's a very important comment, and it could bring a little change to our present rhythm or dynamic of work. And I think it desires a revision of the information that we have now and try to find this specific recommendations that we could make. What do others think?
I'd like to get in the queue, please.
Okay, go ahead, Victoria.
I think that, well, it sounds like an attractive idea. I mean, our work goes fundamentally to those charters, given that we're talking about constituency participation, rules and operating principles, all of which will have to be referenced and or included and provided for in the charters. So I don't think it's really possible to sort of go this. I don't think any of our work is not directly concerned with those charters. The charters contain every aspect of constituency operation and rules and what have you. So I don't see myself, but perhaps others have can see a path through that, but I don't.
So you think it's not possible that we could, we don't have time or we don't have the information? What's your...
I'm just saying, I don't think that you... I think Chuck's suggestion was maybe we could pick out, you know, maybe we could cherry-pick some of our ideas that might relate to the charters of the constituencies. And I'm saying I think our work, all of our work, relates to the charters of the constituencies directly. So I don't think there's a possibility to cherry-pick in that way. So we can't... I don't think there's a way to sort of bifurcate our work. The question is, how much more do we have to do, and could we complete something that would be worthwhile in the time available, I think.
Okay. Any other comments?
Olga, this is Krista.
Krista?
Yes.
I hear you very, very, with a very low volume. I don't know the others, but go ahead, Krista.
Okay, I'm just going to say I agree with Chuck. I think it's nearly impossible to come up with all of our recommendations in time. So I feel like right now we can either decide to pick a couple of things or just press on and try to get this done as quickly as possible. But that, you know, trying to make this in time for these upcoming stakeholder groups, make all of our recommendations in time for these upcoming stakeholder group, you know, discussions by the board is not realistic.
If I may, Krista, I think that Chuck suggested some different way of facing this is going to some specific recommendations that could be an outcome from our working team before this deadline of the board meetings and stakeholder groups analysis and all that. Is this what you meant, Chuck, or I...
Well, yeah, no, Victoria understood it correctly, and she may be right. I don't know that we can really pick out some things. I was trying to come up with something that we could get done in 2 weeks.
I understand.
Now, keep in mind that there are going to be other changes, significant changes in things after the Seoul meeting. For example, the bylaws. The bylaws changes that are on the board's agenda for the 27th of this month are just part of the bylaws changes that will need to be made for the GNSO improvements and the GNSO restructure. A lot more bylaws changes will have to be made later. So I don't think we need to feel like things that we don't get done in this round right now aren't going to be considered. They will be, because there's some very significant things that will have to happen that will have to even go to the board after the Seoul meeting.
I agree with you. Correct me if I'm wrong. I see the outcome and the work of our working team going with it, along with this process and trying to produce an outcome that could be a base document maybe for the present and for the near future. And I personally don't see it very perhaps efficient to put all our energy in the next 2 weeks and try to produce something. I'm not sure. Just looking at the dynamic that our working team has, and I'm being realistic now, sometimes it takes more than 2 weeks to produce something or to get a sub-working team agree on text. So I see the 2 weeks really not very realistic for our dynamic of work, and I agree that we should perhaps keep on working and trying to produce an outcome maybe in the near future, but not in 2 weeks. I don't know if you agree with this idea, but maybe I'm wrong.
I'm the last one that wants to discourage people from getting something done quickly. So if the subgroups think they can pull stuff together, I would encourage that.
Okay. So any comments? Could we try to perhaps... in this next 2 weeks circulate some briefing of things that should be reviewed. I try to do this exercise. You think it's a good idea, or I'm open to that. I'm happy to work in chairing and following the process. But it's mostly the working team that has to decide.
Yeah, I would just make a comment. I mean, I don't think it would hurt us at this stage of our work to really add some expedition, whether we, you know, where we get to ultimately in terms of those timeframes maybe isn't the end of the world. But, I mean, I think that we may have broken the back of some of our work, and, you know, we have been going for a very long time to get to this point. So I do wonder if we shouldn't perhaps agree to try and expedite in any event and just see where we end up.
So you think we should do it, Victoria?
Yeah, subject to what other people think, I'm just not sure how much more work we have to do. And I would have thought that if we applied ourselves in the next 3 weeks or so, we might well be able to complete a great deal of our work, and then we could reassess where we stood.
So what's the deadline for producing this for identifying these issues? How much time we have?
Well, I estimated earlier that we really don't have any more than 2 weeks because of the fact that by the time our recommendations go to the OSC, and I think we can minimize that, like I said, and on to the council. In fact, I wouldn't be opposed to just, you know, notifying the OSC and sending them to the council at the same time, just because of the time constraints, if we have something that's ready. So, but, it, you know, if the board meeting the end of September, you got to give time. The council, next council meeting is the 3rd of September.
Yes.
And then 3 weeks after that, we have another one, which will probably be on the same day as the board meeting, or maybe a week earlier. I can check that. And the board needs, the council needs stuff a week in advance. The board needs stuff at least a week in advance. So that's why I'm saying we really have no more than 2 weeks, and it's not even clear that 2 weeks will work.
This is the September meeting, though, isn't it, that we're aiming towards, Chuck,
September? Yeah, for constituency charters, I think what Julie read there from Rob was that they're going to act on the constituency charters in their September meeting, which is the latter part of September.
Any other comments, other thoughts?
In fact, it's the 30th of September, to be exact. I think Julie probably said that.
So we should think about a two-week time frame.
If we're going to go at this pace in 2 weeks, do we want to schedule another meeting next week and do a couple of quick meetings just to keep
that's
pace?
That's
and make
a
sure?
Great idea, Michael. I am able to do that. That's a great idea. Any ideas of how we could do we agree in trying to do this effort in the next 2 weeks? I hear no, so I take this as a yes.
I'd like to throw out to the group too, Olga, that I can, particularly this next week, I have some open hours, so I can help any of the subgroups out if they need an extra hand.
Great. Thank you so much, Michael. Any other comments?
Yeah, I can commit some time to do this.
Yeah, me too. I'm not traveling, so I can help also. So the issue would be to try to, in this next 2 weeks, try to identify some, I would say that should be some concise information, and correct me if I'm wrong, recommendations and comments. Then they should be reviewed by the OSC and then by the council, and they would go to the board. This would be the procedure, Chuck?
Yeah.
Hello?
There we go. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. I thought it was myself.
Anyway, like I said, unless I get any objections from the OSC members, which I don't think I would, we could kind of just notify the OSC and the council at the same time of what we're doing. That still puts us past the council meeting. I think, let's see, we're on the 21st right now. Yeah, that'd put us a day. So meeting next week would be essential to see if we're gonna make it. So, and I'm gonna be traveling mostly on vacation next week. But I think I could make that meeting because it's so early for me. It won't interfere with anything we're doing.
Could we suggest next Friday at the same time?
Yeah, I think so. It's okay with me.
Yeah, it's fine by me.
Fine by me.
Okay, I'm available also. Zahid, Rafiq?
Yes. SS is okay.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, Zahid, it's okay.
Hello, this is Julie. I'm sorry. I had to leave the call. I was getting some very bad interference on my line, so I'm back now. I missed the last couple of minutes.
So you're leaving the call, Julie?
No, I had to leave the call.
Because I had
interference, so I'm back.
Also, Julie, I have connectivity now. So
okay.
Thank you for the assistance in the agenda, but I have the agenda in my computer now, which is great.
Okay, good.
Okay, how should we organize our work? How do we start? Should we use the documents that we have now to bring some ideas and some food for thought and some recommendations? Should we exchange some other information in the list? Any comments, any ideas?
Well, isn't that really up to the sub-task groups to expedite the best way they can? They've done all the work today,
okay.
And it seems to me that they should decide how they can best do it and take off.
Okay, so we should keep the – Chuck, you're suggesting that we keep the same structure of sub-working teams for this work in the next 2 weeks.
I think that's the only realistic thing we can do because
okay. They're
up to speed on all that. If you try to get the whole work team up to speed on all the four tasks in such a short time, you're going to have a challenge. They're the ones that I think are best qualified and ready to expedite the work.
Great, because we have all of them in the call. We have SS, Victoria, Krista, and Julie. And I am also in two sub-working teams, so I am able to cooperate in what is needed. So let's think about exchanging some ideas in the list during this week. Let's do our next conference call next Friday and see what we have achieved and if we are going to make it. I hope so. And we should have a good outcome for the other. We could finalize our work in the conference call in Friday in the next 2 weeks. This should be our working our to-do for the next 2 weeks. Do you agree?
Olga, it's Krista.
Okay, Krista, go ahead.
I'm not. Next week is actually a pretty tough week for me, so I believe I can make the call. I don't know how much of a deliverable I can have by that time, but I'll certainly give it my best effort. But sort of want to put that on the table now.
Okay, Krista, if you need some extra help, just let me know. I could help you in maybe analyzing some documents, or if you're not able to make the call or you need some assistance for your working team, just count on me also.
Okay. I mean, for me, I think I hope, a call with the NCUC on Monday to get their input, and it's just a matter of I think, writing the recommendation based on our research, which is pretty easy. It's just I've got about three big documents I have to write this week, and I don't know how I'm going to get those done. So it's more of a writing than an analyzing situation. But I'll send you an email offline, and maybe we can, between the two of us, get something put together.
Great. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
So just let me know, and I'll be glad to help you.
SS, is this okay with you?
Yeah, yeah, fine.
Fine. And Victoria and Chris and Julie?
Fine with me.
Great. Okay, so we have a plan for the next 2 weeks. This would be for point one of the agenda. Thank you very much, Victoria, for raising this issue, which I really didn't think that, I just didn't think it was so much important. But thank you so much for bringing this. So we will have a more focused work during these next 2 weeks, and maybe we'll get some good outcome. The idea for the rest of the agenda was to review the inputs of working teams, SS, Victoria, and Krista and Julie. We have like 20 minutes. I hope we have time to make this revision. I want you to know, maybe you saw it, Victoria sent a document. I could hardly review it, but I think we have some time now to check it and send her some comments. SS also sent some information for our sub-working team, and I was expecting some more feedback from constituencies. Perhaps, SS, you could tell us how is your work improving?
Yeah, no, I'm actually this, what I circulated to sub-task member was members 1.2 clause membership that I elaborated the scope of that clause. And I'm working on this membership clause more elaborately, I mean completing the things, which I'll be sending sooner to the... Now, if you want, I can read to the WT, or else, since we are speeding up, I'll follow up with the... I mean, circulating this, what I have sent to the subclass members. That's Claudio, Victoria, and Rafiq. So, I mean, shall I wait their comments and then put to the WT, or if you want, I can circulate it to all of the WT?
I would suggest our working team is not so big. So if you send it to all of us, in my perspective, it's okay. It will work. It will fasten our exchange of ideas. So I don't know what we are.
Yeah, now it looks like we should not wait. So I'll circulate to WT also, and then expect feedback, comments, initiative from all the members.
Okay, thank you very much.
Maybe discuss on the next one, and whatever I prepare next few days, I'll be circulating to everybody.
Thank you so much. Any questions to SS? Well, Victoria, could you just briefly tell us about the document that you exchanged with our in our mailing list?
Sure. This is a very preliminary draft, and I'm sorry it's taken so long to produce. What I would anticipate now is perhaps hopefully receiving some initial comments from the other members of the subtask group, and then perhaps this week having a preliminary call with those members to discuss the and sort of digest their feedback, and also feedback from the wider group is welcome, very welcome, because it will save time in the longer run if we get that in. So if anyone has comments on this, please, they could be submitted over the list. And then I think we would aim to try and reflect all views in this document, and then you know, try to reach a consensus within the subtask group.
Okay, any comments? Have anyone had a chance to review what Victoria sent or wants to make her some questions? Okay, thank you very much, Victoria, and I think we're all looking forward for all our comments and suggestions to your document. Krista, I saw the response from NCUC, so you have them. You have a call to talk to them.
I requested time from. She said that she can meet Monday. I asked her when Monday, but I haven't gotten a response yet. So my hopes are high.
Okay, but you're on the way with that, so, which is good. I'm happy to know. and let's focus on this next 2 week work, and perhaps after these 2 weeks we review again how's the whole recommendations that you're building for the database and constituency members and other things going. Do you think that's a good idea? And let's focus in the next 2 weeks the recommendation.
That's what we're sure. Yeah.
Great. Julie, thanks so much for the document you sent. I think it's we already knew the content, but I think it's a good outcome. Did the working team have the chance to review it? Do we have any comments for Julie about the toolkit, in-kind staff support, and other services document? I have a question about this document. I reviewed it yesterday, and about the funding issues and the work from staff to working teams. Does this mean that in the near future or in the future, working teams, all working teams, will have support from ICANN staff?
They already have, haven't they?
Yeah, but I mean in the future where stakeholder groups will have more constituencies, that's my question. I know that they already have now, but in with a new structure, that, I don't know, it may be much bigger. That was my question. I don't know if it's a question for this working team, but just I had this doubt.
Yeah, this is Julie, Chuck, please chime in too if you'd like, but the recommendation that we've put forward for consideration by this team is that certain elements of support will be provided to constituencies and stakeholder groups, and then the working groups within those groups. And I think in actuality, I should let you know that we did asked to have this document reviewed by several ICANN staff who are very much involved in staff support issues, and Glenn in particular had noted what Chuck has just said, that a lot of this type of support is already being provided. So to a certain extent, we are setting in place maybe a little more formalized version of a lot of the support that's already being offered. So with respect to your question, what will we be doing going forward, will there be, more work? I mean, we will, of course, ICANN staff will have to, consider, and part of this recommendation is to consider, the funding and budgetary issues that surround offering this level of support. As we go forward. So that's something that is being considered as part of this, recommendation.
No, thank you, Julie. It was just a thought that came to my mind. Maybe if groups become to be so many that it will be really very difficult for you staff to handle all the work. But I thought that perhaps it could be some idea of how many could exist in a hypothetical situation, but I don't know if it's a good idea or not. Just came to my mind that not defining it could be somehow problematic, but just an idea.
Oh God, this is Julie, that's a very good point, and I think it's one that that we need to consider, and perhaps we need to be more specific with respect to that in the document.
Because if you read the document today, it doesn't seem to be a limit. In some point, it says if funding is available or if there is enough funding, that there is a reference, but as it's not defined, maybe any working team should think or claim for support, and I don't know if this is really feasible. And I don't know really how many working teams will be. Maybe the real number it's enough and it's okay with the structure.
Let me clarify a couple things.
Sure,
here.
Go ahead, Chuck.
First of all, the document the comment about availability of funds was whether or not had to do with whether or not the services in the toolkit could be provided free of charge for constituencies and stakeholder groups, or whether, you know, there might be. Krista jumped off. the original intent of the toolkit of services was really for constituencies and stakeholder groups, but they can apply just as well to working groups. That's really a task for the working group model team that's under the PPSC to work on. I'd like to point out also that this particular document really doesn't cover the issue of staff support for working groups. That's not one of the items that are in the toolkit. Staff support for working groups and working teams and other things is not part of this particular set of recommendations, because that's really an issue for probably the working group model team to work on under the PPSC. Does that make sense, Julie?
Yeah, Chuck, that does make sense. And I'm sorry, I missed part of your comments because I had to drop again. I'm having some very...
Oh, it's Julie. I'm sorry. I said Krista.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
It was causing that static. My apologies.
It was myself, yes, Julie, causing that static. And I'm sorry, but I have some very strange connection problems going on here. But I'm back.
So anyway, what I said, Julie, was that... the issue of staff support is not a topic in this particular document. That'll come under the PPSC working group model team, and the toolkit of services, to my understanding, was never intended to be to deal with the staff services to support working groups and so forth. But I think it's the board recommendations clearly point to staff support for the policy development work of the GNSO.
And this is Julie. Chuck, I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I'll read it again. Maybe I misunderstood it.
I don't think, if you see anything there, Olga, that specifically gives you that impression, let
yeah, that's
us
why
know.
I brought the comment. For example, point 6, prior to the ability of any toolkit services, ICANN-STAB should develop an informed GNSO. So it's very much focused on the support of the staff to these working groups. So this where my question came from.
Well, staff's obviously going to provide the services that are listed in the toolkit.
Yes. That's my question. How much staff, is there a limit? Should we think that should be a limit of how much staff is devoted to these things?
Well,
that's
I think we'd
question.
Like as much as possible.
No, I know, but I understand it, and
yeah,
I'm not saying that they are not doing well their job. Totally the contrary. I mean, could be so many working groups that their work could be a nightmare because it's so complicated. That's my question.
Yeah, and I think that'll be an ongoing challenge, and they're going to have to tell us where they reach limits in that regard. You know, we've had that challenge, as you know very well, all along, and it's probably right that it won't get easier. So
right. Yeah.
My question was, shouldn't be a certain amount of the simultaneous working groups as of the maximum possibility of handling? That was my question.
Yeah, but isn't that the working group model work team under the PPSC's task? I don't think it has to do with the toolkit of services so much.
No, I know. That's okay. Just exchanging some thoughts with you.
Okay, thanks.
And some concerns that could arise. Okay. Any other comments about subtask 4? Anyone has the chance to review Julie's document and want to make any comment? Okay. And thank you very much, Julie, for sending the document. I think it's a very good one. I had thought for the final part of our call to go to task two and exchange some ideas, but I think it's not a good idea, and we should focus now and in our next 2 week work, and leave this for the after maybe this 2 weeks that we will have this recommendations made. So if you agree, we should put number 3 of the agenda for the next future. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. So we have the 5 minutes before we end the call. Should we have any other business to talk about, or should we try to establish some things to do for the next days? Exchanging some information, or just waiting for the reaction of the sub-working team leaders? And any comments?
Just backing up to the document that Julie sent for the toolkit of services, might be helpful if we set a target for feedback from the rest of the working team. Now, considering that we Julie and I had talked about a two-week time frame, I think that we ought to push that out to maybe 4 weeks, since everybody's going to be really busy trying to work on their own tasks in the next 2 weeks. Is that reasonable to set a target for 2 weeks for feedback on the toolkit of services? That's not something that's critical in terms of charter approval, so I think that it's okay if we don't get that till 4 weeks from now instead of 2 weeks. That way people can really spend their time on their specific subtasks in the next 2 weeks. Does that make sense, Julie?
Yeah, Chuck, I think that's a good idea. I think we need to really give a little bit more time so that people can focus on the more important task at hand of completing their sub-team work.
So it's 4 weeks?
4 weeks.
Okay, I think it's fine. Any comments?
Oh, I should note that Krista unfortunately had to drop off the call. She didn't want to interrupt the discussion.
Great. So we have 4 weeks to exchange some comments or suggestions to Julie's document. And any other business? Any other comments?
Well, while we've got this time, if I can just gauge views. I mean, I'd be hoping to get some feedback on our subtask work this week, perhaps with a view to having a subtask discussion on Thursday or something like that. So I just don't know whether or not people feel it might be even initial feedback, or perhaps do people feel that they might be able to work with that time frame?
My only concern would be if we all have we'll have the time. I will review it and I will make some comments. But if we all have the time to review your document in the light of each sub-working team has other things going on, if people have the time, that would be great. I'm not saying it's not a good idea. I'm saying it's perhaps too much to review and to do. But I will make my comments during the first days in the next week from my side. Any comments about feedback to Victoria's document? What do others think about when she could have some feedback?
I can probably comment back by Monday, Victoria.
Oh, great! Thank you.
I will do the same, Monday or Tuesday.
Great. Okay.
Okay, let's do the following and see if we have some other feedback, and then perhaps we can review this issue in the list by Thursday and talk a minute about this in the next conference call on Friday, just to see if people have the chance to see it and if they are going to give you some feedback and when. Do you think that's a good idea?
Sounds great. Thank you, Olga.
Okay. It's 1 hour by now. Any other comments? Julie, would you be so kind to send us some short meeting minutes about what we have been talking?
Absolutely, Olga. This is Julie. I'll be happy to do it.
And
So stay tuned in the mailing list. And Gisela, are you on the call? Or maybe she's on mute. Just to I'll remind her on the list that we will make our next conference call next Friday, same time, right?
Yes, and I see Olga that she's not on the call right now.
Okay, no problem. But we can.
Yes, if you send her an email,
she should contact her. So that's not a problem.
Right.
Okay. If we are done, I hope you have a very nice weekend, and we will talk again in 1 week.
Olga, excuse me. I'll send out the call details either this afternoon or Monday morning.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good weekend, all of you.
Thanks, Olga.
Thank you, Olga.
Thanks to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.